same stuff. Okay, we left off yesterday. We were discussing that one line of the Gemara, that one stage of the Gemara, where the Gemara thought that the reason why there's no tzar from the fata, not because there's no physical pain from the fata, but there is physical pain from the fata, it's just that the girl is being mechelas. So the Gemara jumped and said, what? Who is she to be mechelas? The father is tzar, so the hepatitis she's being mechelas. So even though the Gemara actually rejects this, we'll see if we go on some of the ramifications of that rejection, but at least at one stage the Gemara did think that there was something to this Svara. The Gemara even gave a moshel, gave a model for this idea that somebody could be moichel in this manner. The Gemara referenced the sugya in the end of the 8th parak of Bava Kama, Karak Susi. The Gemara, what Mishnah says in Bava Kama, that sometimes you have a situation where a guy says, rip my clothes, Karak Susi vi poter, and he's going to be poter. So the Gemara thought, again, this before we rejected this dinyan, the Gemara thought that just as Karak Susi vi poter is poter, so too when the girl, in effect, agrees to being, have a relationship with this guy, she's in effect being mechelas on the tzar as well. So we stop for a moment and we want to analyze that idea of Karak Susi vi poter. What is that based on? So we had a major machlokes as to how to read pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara Bava Kama says that Karak Susi vi poter is sometimes true, sometimes not true. Sometimes you require the extra word he talks there, and sometimes you can get away with just the word Karak Susi. The Gemara says, Lokasha Khan, the Nochis Pitar Shmira Khan, the Nochis Pitar Kriya. So what does that mean? So Tais explained to us yesterday that it's all the question of psychology. Was the guy Mechel? Was the guy not Mechel? That's all we really want to know. So sometimes the statement of Karak Susi is enough of an indication that he was Mechel, and sometimes Karak Susi is not enough of an indication. You need a more explicit motion. If you've already been a shomer for the last 20 years and now you want to tighten up your statement of being a moichel, you got to say it really clear. It's got to be as clear as day. Karak Susi vi poter, if you're already a shomer. If you're not yet a shomer, so then it's most likely you went to be moichel just with the mere words Karak Susi itself. That's how Tosis learned. So the Tosis learned how to razzle, dazzle. Tosis learned that now that Karak Susi is not a lashon nechila. Only the word he poter is a lashon nechila. So why is Karak Susi poter? Because it's a what? What was the famous phrase? Samazik Rishos. That was the famous Yisrael Rishos. That's what we left off for yesterday. So we have to now address the next question. If it's such a gevaldik pshat, if Tosis' pshat is so lumdish, so why didn't Tosis say it? And the part of the answer is, this is all part of a general theory that probably Tosis had throughout Shas, throughout this year. Tosis didn't buy into this Mazik Rishos story. Who was the Rishon who was responsible for Mazik Rishos? Who was the one who was Mechadesh as Mazik Rishos? Was the Ramban. What was the context of the Ramban's Chiddush? So there were two different statements in the Ramban that forced the Ramban into this idea of Mazik Rishos. One was the Eilun Aris Sugya. The Mishnah, the Gemara seems to say that if you're a Mefata, a girl, who happens to be, she's the recipient of the Knas. Why is she the recipient of the Knas? Either the father died, right? Arusa Shinaisha, Rabbi Akiva, right, all the different cases where there is no father to get the Knas. She's going to get the Knas herself. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that the Chihai Gavin, that she's going to get the Knas. So if the person is Ma'anisa, he takas to bear the Knas. If he's Mefata, then he doesn't have to bear the Knas. Why does he have to bear the Knas? Because presumably she was what? Presumably she was Mechelas. I knew who remembers. So Chazar, back to the first week, says Shirim. So Frank, the Rishalmi, Akasha, the Rishalmi says, what do you mean she's Mechelas? She's Mishkin Ba'ilam, it's Tavashal Ba'ilam. How could she be Mechelas the Knas? So the Rishalmi says in Techem Rakusha, that in Achinami, she's Taka not Mechelas the Knas. And you have to pay the Knas. I said, what does the Mishnah mean when it says she's Potter? What does it mean? She's Potter from what? From the boshes, from the pagan, from all the sideshows, all the fine print. But the Ika Knas Omer Batoyresh is the Dabashal Balayalam, she cannot be Mechelas. So Tosis quoted that Rishami. So Tosis wasn't so upset about that Rishami. Tosis was Ma'ira that maybe the Babli sounds a shtickle not like Rishami. You know, Tosis is coping. Tosis is okay if you come wrong with the Rishami. Tosis thought it's not so terrible to go down the route of the Rishami to say that in Ochinam you cannot be Mechelas the Knas. It's not impossible to Mechelas the Knas. So the Ramban was the big bar plucked against the Tosis with a little chazara. So the Ramban had two reasons to explain why the Rishami is not correct. The Ramban says there's no way the Babli was this Rishami. It's too mechudish. That can't be true. So why Tavik could she be mechelas the Knas? That is Knas the Dabashu Bali Yerlam. No. either because of Siluk, that was the whole razzle-dazzle Siluk story, or what was the Ramban's real breakthrough, Rabbi say? That's a Mazik B'Shus. So Taisus didn't buy into Mazik B'Shus. Taisus didn't say, Taisus didn't introduce Mazik B'Shus. L'chair, the reason is they didn't hold of it. They never heard of such a thing called Mazik. No such animal called Mazik B'Shus. So if we understand, now this Taisus is L'Shitasim. The Taisus in Rabbi Kama, the end of the 8th Pechim of Rabbi Kama, the Taisus is searching to try to explain away what's the difference between Kraksusi V'Potter, Derech Shemira, and Kraksusi V'Potter, not Derech Shemira. So where is the Taisus had his razzle-dazzle mahalach of Mazik B'Shus? Taisus is silent on the topic, not surprisingly, because the Bali Taisus didn't buy it, never heard of this thing called Mazik B'Shus. What do you think prompted the Bali Taisus to deny Mazik B'Shus? And why do you think the Ramban had to believe in Mazik B'Shus? Who can put all the pieces of the puzzle together? Who can connect all the dots of the entire year? What got the Ramban's ball rolling? Why did the Ramban say a Mazik B'Shus in the first place? Because of which Gemara? No, what's the Gemara? The Gemara about Yerusha, right? Hoya, right? Yeah. Right, they had a cow, Haisavim, right? Hoya Wolfnam Parshaula, right? Halavim Parshaula. And the Yisom had no idea, and they went in and they shechted it. So what does it say? It says they're potter from Hezek. You only have to pay what? Dmei Bosm is old, Dmei Hano. Well, oh my goodness, a whole nother, another sugya, back to the Dmei Hano days. It's a good chanor, right? Dmei's man is good for a little putting together the pieces. So comes the Gemara and says, the Feirush, that they only have to pay the Dmei Hano, obviously they don't have to pay the Dmei Hezek. Why not? So Taizim, the third battle of the Kama, said, this is one of our 15,000 rayas, that what? That other Mazik, but in his Gomer, is potter. And the Ramban says it's not true. The Ramban says other mamaz beyond his gomer is chayav. Petzatach is potzel. The Rav says a shegi kemezit einis keratzayin yoshin keir chayav under all circumstances. There are a few gemaras here and there that seem to indicate that on his gomer is potter. So 99% of the gemaras can be explained today with what simple premise? Who remembers pshias hanizak? Right. That was. All the Gemara is about the Yerushalmi, about the guy rolling over and banging the guy's kalim down, or the guy will stop short at the intersection, the guy smashed into him. All those cases that Taisus brought his rayas in the third part of the Kabbalah, and his Gomes Potter, Ramban, Ramatzi Pebe says, Nishkin rayas, none of them are rayas, they're all Pshias HaNizak. And then, what about this raya? This is the one case where there's no real Pshias HaNizak. So this is where Ramban introduces the aside of Mazik B'Shus. So guess what? The Bali Taisus, the Shikasam, didn't buy into it. They didn't need it. They never heard of it. They're not gairus it. There is no such thing called the Mazik B'Shus. So when all the dust settles, we now have three Taisim that are really all linked to one another. We have three theories in Taisus. We are now we're jumping from Masechtas to Masechtas. That we have a Taisus in the third Pechah Baba Kama that didn't need Mazik B'Shus because they already had the better tour, so to speak, of Onis Gomor. Lishitasam in the beginning of the third Pechah of Ksubis that was not willing to reject the Rishalmi based on Mazik B'Shus, and now Lishitasam in the eighth Pechah of Kama, that's exactly like Taisus had to go down the Balabatasha route of Mechila, should be Michael Zayn, but you know what I mean, not down the Razzle Dazlumbasha route, they had to go down the Balabatasha route of did the person mean to be Michael or not, but you can't go down the route of Mazik B'Shus because Taisus doesn't buy into it. So this is Pasha, right? That's when you see all these Taisus, right? So it's three simple Taisim. When you read a Taisim in the third Perek of Bava Kama, you have to remember the Taisim in the third Perek of Ksubis. You got to remember the Taisim in the eighth Perek of Bava Kama. It's all one big Taisim. It's one bunch of Taisim. Taisim doesn't buy into the whole Mazik B'Shus story. But basically, I've got to go one step further before we come back. The Zachtik Tais. The real difference in the eighth Perek of Bava Kama between Kraksusi v'Potter, that you need the Lashon Ptur when you're a Shomer, and you don't need the Lashon Ptur when you're not a Shomer, says the Ktzais, it's based on my understanding that I'm now going to solve the world's problems. The world's problems, or at least the Shach's problems. But there is a din that appears in, it's called in Shulchan Aruch, it's called already from the Rishonim, the following Shaila. Moshe Shaila. People have married children who are supporting their children, so they may want to know this halacha a little bit clearer. The children may not want to know this halacha as clear. So, Kalsi Rebbe Shabbos, I heard about recently. Okay. So, what's the din of the following case? What's the din if I say to you, listen, I'd like you to come and join me for dinner tonight, join me for dinner this week, join me for dinner for the next 6 months, we'll move into my house for the next 3 years, no problem, you can eat supper, breakfast, dinner, breakfast, lunch, and supper, we'll eat Shabbos meals, Yom meals, Gavaldik, please, you know, come and eat my food. Open fridge, open key, take whatever you want. And then at the end of a couple of years, you send your married children a bill. Itemized bill for everything they ate for the last 3 years. What do you think about that? I didn't say whether you should do that or not. I said, what do you think about that? So some Rishonim write, Rambam writes, that you have to take together the entire. You can mamash charge him for the food that he ate. So comes the Shach and says, what are you talking about? Because the crux, you see, even though you didn't use a lashon hipater, but you weren't nachas the shmira. What does the Gemara say in the 8th parak of Bava Kama? But med, remember, you have to spell out the rachel bichatana vihipater. That's only when you were already a shomer. But if you weren't already a shomer, so then you don't have to spell out vihipater. Just crux, you see, is automatically a poter. So frek the shah, how could the Ramos say such a thing that I can invite the person over for 10 years of eating and then send them a bill? If I would have said to them, Taka vi poter, so then everyone agreed I can't. If I say vi poter, I can't charge my bill. So even if I don't say vi poter, I shouldn't be able to charge my bill. Because I, in effect, said to them, take the food and throw it to the garbage, or throw it to your stomach. I said, take all my food and get rid of it. And since you weren't a shomer, you weren't nachas l'shmira, so that's the equivalent of krok susi without a nachas l'shmira. So krok susi without nachas l'shmira is taka potter, because the way Taisus presented it is that mistaken the person was meichel. That's the shach's kash against the Rambam. So comes with Taisus and says, this kash is only a kash if you think of krok susi through the eyes of Taisus. If you think that krok susi all revolves around the losh and mechila, so then you taka right. Kolzman, it wasn't Nachas Neshmira, there's built into the statement of Krok Susi is a Lashon Neshmira. But says the Ktzais, Amrai, the Ramban is right, that Krok Susi is never a Lashon Mechila. What's the heter, what's the tour of Krok Susi? What's the part of Krok Susi, everybody say? It's called a what? It's a magic, Mazik Beshus. Now who's going to fill in the gaps? Now who's going to fill in the rest of the line according to the Ktzais? But man, there's a bit of Mazik Beshus. That's when you're dealing with what kind of Tashlumen? Tashlumen of Nezek. This is not the Shulman Nezek. I can't take you to a Din Torah for the value of the food, but what I can take you to a Din Torah is for the value of what? The Dmei Hanoah of the food. If for the last 3 years I've been eating by my in-laws and I've been eating fancy steaks, so I can't take you to a Din Torah for steaks. They can take me to a Din Torah for hot dogs, they can take me to a Din Torah for pizza, for cheaper food. So comes the Ktzais and says that if you hold like Taisris, that Krok Susi is potter based on Mechila, so Mechila can work on all kinds of Tashlumin, but if Krok Susi is based on the Ptur of Mazik Peshus, so then it only works with you're dealing with the Hezek of Mazik, or with the Echir Tashlumin of Mazik. So you're dealing with a secondary type of Tashlumin, a different type of Tashlumin called the Mehana, so what's for Mazik Peshus? You're Nishbin Mazik altogether. So when you read this Ktzais, you have to think of one thing. What do you have to think of? There's only one person out there who can say this. Who is that? Only the Ktzais could get away with saying this. You know why? Because what is the Ktzais Hashit about the relationship between the Chiyav Mazik and the Chiyav Hanoah? This goes back to also the beginning of the third parak. Back to Tashlum and Dmei Truma. This is good, this is Mahamish Kachazar, no? Remember when we learned the sugya, the guy was forcing Truma down the other guy's throat, so we said it's clear from the sugya there are two different kinds of Tashlumin. There's Tashlumi Hezek and there's Tashlumi Hanoah. So the Ktzais had a Shiloh. What's the mechayev of Hanoah? Where did Hanoah come from? Is Hanoah part of Ve'elam Mishpatim? Is Hanoah part of Mazik? Is just a lower level of Mazik? Who remembers? What was the original marker in Tanoim for the din of Hanoah? Tashlumi Hanoah. Not in the Gemara Ksubis. What was the original case with Tanoim? The Mishnah in Bava Kama, the second parak, speaks about Hanoah. Even in the absence of Hezek. Hashem, what? Shem Shisarabim, right? Remember that, right? Shem Shisarabim, okay? Shem Shisarabim. The Mishnah says that if I have an animal that goes out and eats in your property, that's called the Via Bisteacha, that's the Chi of Mazik and Tash Mishpatim. If it eats Rishas Arabim, so on Potter, it says Via Bisteacha, Vlo Rishas Arabim, but the Mishnah says, Vim Nenes, Mishalem is Mashin Nenes. So the Ktzais says to Kasha, what does that mean, Mishalem is Mashin Nenes? Is that like a Mazik type of halacha? It's just like a lower level Mazik, or is Bechol not Mazik? It's a different partial Gamri. That's the Shlubi Hano. My Nafkamina, that's the Ktzais, who remembers? My Nafkamina? Who cares whether it's Mazik or not Mazik? Who cares? What? What's the simple case? The simple nafkumin, the ktsais kids. It's a two-line ktsais. So nafkumin, who cares whether it's tashlume, mazik, or another kind of tashlumin? Whether you pay what?
How much did you pay for the benefit?
No, but you're definitely not paying the full amount of hezek. You're paying the behanah, but no. Whether you pay from what property? Whether you pay from meita banah, right? Idis. Remember, the Torah says meita, so they have meita karmi shalim. Pasuk b'ashim mishpatim. Uchazor mishpatim today. Okay, so meitav, so they have meitav kavishalim, for hezek you have to pay the meitav. So zaptik tzais, if you're going to tell me that the mehanah is part of the parasha of mazik, then you have to pay me meitav. If it's a separate chiyav, then you don't have to pay me meitav. Who already preceded the tzais in the shayla? So she was a rashba. Remember the rashba had a discussion with the shayel, whether you pay me meitav or not? So that was a different shayla, okay? Same rashba, different shayla. So the Rashba already discussed the Shaila. So comes the Ktzais and says, I'm telling you, I already convinced you way back that the Chi of Hanoah is going to do with Mazik. So now the Ktzais will shita say that since the Chi of Hanoah has nothing to do with the Chi of Mazik, so then that's Ptura called Mazik Mishut. It's not a shame Mazik was not Mishut. It's a Hafkor for the shame Mazik. A Mazik Mishut is a Mishkin Chalan and a shame Mazik. Mazik means when I go ahead and you're screaming at me, don't break my window, wham! You're screaming at me, don't break my arm, wham! That's called a mazik. When you are inviting me in to do it, it's a nishkin mazik. It's not a mazik, but it's still nana. That's what the Ktzai says. That lishitasi. He doesn't say that, but I'm telling you, this is what he meant. If he would have said it, this is what he would have said. The Ktzai says that since I hold that to be mazik l'chud and to be hanol l'chud, so therefore the father-in-law can send you a bill for all the t'mehanol for the last 5 years. He invited you in to eat? Good. But he wasn't meichel. Because I hold, says the Ktzai, that a Lashon Kraksus is Nishkin Lashon Mechila. According to Ktzai, it's a Lashon Mechila, but according to me, it's not a Lashon Mechila, it's just a tour of Mazik Meshus. Mazik Meshus doesn't apply over here. It's Mamish, Abakam Yabisham, Mamish, you see the godless from Ktzai. You see how the Ktzai just learned one Sugya. Everyone's learning the same two lines of the Gemara. The Gemara's talking about Kraksusi, Vipote, not Vipote, what's the din? Hadinochis the Kriya, Hadinochis the Shmira. So the Tzai says that one whole mahalach l'shitasa, the Tzai said a whole nother mahalach l'shitasa, and the Tzai says to put together all the pieces of this puzzle to make the whole picture read smoothly. This is history in the Shia, though. You can't miss the Shia, Dr. Berman. First time ever. Hopefully the last time.
The equivalent for krasusi is the puzzle, the taste of the food. Wouldn't that be based on who's asking? So if like the father or father-in-law are asking, it's basically like you're not a shalom. Like, why would you expect to necessarily pay? But if it's some random person coming and asking you, then like obviously you're saying, why is that?
It's not expecting, because I'm inviting you to my house for the next 10 years. If you move into my house, then they send you a bill.
Saying there's reasonable.
Like, I mean, you want to know there's such an unbelievable umdunah that there was mechila. But the Ktzai says that's not enough. The Ktzai says you need a mamash, a formal law of mechila.
Is Daf talking about like a parent or an in-law, or is it talking about someone?
No, I think so. Yeah. No, I just made it more. Down to earth, yeah. I'm not inviting you in my house for 3 years. I mean, once in a while, for Shabbos, maybe. But the Ktzai holds it back, you don't pay meitav, right? Who remembers, here's trivia, who remembers if the Ktzai is right that the mehanah is not the same as the mazik, what's the mocha for the mehanah? Where'd it come from? If it's not mazik, what is it? Okay, we don't remember this. Okay. What? Who remembers? Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon had two possibilities. Variation. He said, either, we talked about this back in October. Rav Shimon says, either it's a svar b'yamot, it's just a stam chayv, or maybe it's learned out from the parasha of what? Where do you have a parasha that you pay for hanor? Me'ilah. Right? You pay nefesh kisimo mal, v'chot v'mishkav v'chot Hashem, you have to pay money. So Rav Shimon says, that's the Teres Hanoh. So maybe Chazal derived from there, that just as Nenim and Hekesh is chayav al Teres Hanoh, so too Nenim and Hedger is chayav b'Teres Hanoh. But get back to the story. This is all the introduction. Again, we're still, with the introduction of introductions, we're still trying to figure out how this relates or doesn't relate to our sugya. So again, bang back to third paragraph of Tzuvah. So the Gemara said that maybe the reason why there's no tzar by Mefuta is not because there's no tzar. It's physical, the same tzar, Pisik Raglayim, by Anusim, Mefuta, it's all mamash the same. The tzar of the breaking of the Besulim, that's not even on the radar screen that we got rid of yesterday. There is no other tzar. The only possible tzar is Pisik Raglayim, and it's all the same between Mefuta and Anusim. So why is there no chi of tzar for Mefuta? She's Mechela. So he must say, Mechela? What are you talking about, Mechela? And the Gemara says, Mechela. He must say, Klaksusi. So the, again, either Mechela or Mazik Meshus, So the Gemara says, nah, that marshal is not a good marshal. It's a terrible, terrible marshal, because she's not the Baalim to be either Machela, so she's not the Baalim to say, be Mazdim. So basically, there is one last way that we know of learning that Sugya of Kraksusi, which is going to impact that Sugya. And that's the sheet of the Balamor. In case you haven't figured out yet, the Balamor Tadaka B'Kodesh is such an original thinker that he very often will end up learning a Gemara being mamish the exact opposite of everybody else. Like Tais Basum, right? This is his. I don't think he does it on purpose, but sometimes he ends up that way. His mamish takes the exact same lines of the Gemara. Ha this, ha that. And whereas everybody else said ha this, ha that meant that, he says ha this, ha that meant the opposite. So what did the Gemara say? Back to the. Here we would have got it for the reward, but left to do the best. So what did the Gemara say? Back at the end of the 8th parak of Bava Kama, the Gemara is trying to figure out when do you need Hipater and when do you not need Hipater. The Gemara says that it depends. If you did it B'Torah Shmira, then you need Hipater. If you did it B'Torah Kriya, means you weren't a Shomer yet, whenever the Lomda studies the Tais, then and only then can you get away without Hipater. That's how most of the Tais is Tais. That's standard conventional wisdom in the Gemara. Come to Balamor. I'll tell you a secret, we didn't even have this Balamor. It's not printed in our Balamor. The Ramban had it. The Ramban and the Mohammed's quotes and says it's wrong. And somehow in the our printed edition of the Balamor, somewhere got lost in the shuffle. I don't know when it got lost, but it's not printed in the standard Balamor. But the Ramban quotes it as if he had it right in front of him. Comes the Balamor and says, the difference between the two cases, when you need to potter and when not, is very simple. Said the Balamor, if you're mazik somebody, you're mechuyif to pay. No matter what, you're mechuyif to pay. Unless the guy mamish is poiting you, mamish lagamre with a lashem p'tur, a total complete lashem p'tur, he's meichel lagam. Okay, then kenzan you poiter. But anything short of an absolute lashem p'tur, if you're a mazik, a person, so you're going to be chayef to pay. No question about it. You're going to be chayef to pay. What does the Gemara mean when it says, Hada asi yadi b'tara shmira? The Gemara means it like this. I give you something to watch, and I say to you, kruksusi, lishvob lo liyabed. I say to you, here's my car, and you can drive into the ocean if you want. Comes to Balamor and says, if you mamish drive it into the ocean, you drive it into the river, you have to pay. It's the mazik. I never heard of mazik b'shus. This is nishkin mechila. Says the Balamor, if you personally want mazik it, of course you have to pay. What does the Gemara mean? Had the us of the other shemira? It means I said to you, here's my car. Feel free to drive it into the river, and you never got around to doing it. What happened? It got hit by lightning. A tsunami came, a tornado came, it blew the car away. Based on what could we make you chayav? We cannot possibly make you chayav because mazik, because you didn't do anything. The only thing we can make you chayav is based on what? Is based on shmira. That's the gzeres hakos of lishmo v'lo liyabed. That you only called the shomer if your job was to watch the item, then you called the shomer. If your job was not to watch the item, then you nishkin shomer. So all the other rishonim thought that a shem is worse than a mazik. All the other rishonim said mazik, so maybe a meichel. Mazik, maybe it's a mazik b'shus. But if you're a shem is chayv l'gamrei. There's nothing you can do to get out of a chiv shmira, short of an absolute outright poter, out of an outright statement of mechiv of p'tur. So comes the Balamor and says, nah, if you're only a shem there, that means the only damage we could possibly hold you accountable for is damage that happened in Meila, but Torah shomer. So B'Torah Shomer, you were never Shomer. That's exactly what the Chumash says. Lishma v'loli abed. Lishma v'loli kuraya. If I give you an object and I say, watch it, but just kidding, because you're allowed to ride it into the river, so what kind of Shomer is it? It's not Chal and Yashem Shomer. See a potter. Tell a lot. If you go ahead and you mazik it, so we're not going to hit you mitam shmiro. Hit you mitam mazik. Mazik, takachayev. Because the Lashon, he potter wasn't there. So I never gave you permission. I was never a moichel you. Balamor never heard of such a thing called the mazik b'shus. So whereas all the other rishonim thought that the more shomer you are, the worse it is, the Balamor says fakir. The more shomer you are, the better you are. Because within the din of shomer, there's a poter of lishma v'lo liyabed. But in the parish of mazik, forget it. Zepte Balabor. And the parasha of Mazik, unless you have an outright statement of Pur, you're going to be Chayav. It's mamash 180 degree different from all the other Rishonim. So now everybody say, why is this relevant to us? So now we have to open up our Gemara Ksuvos. Come to Gemara Ksuvos and thought, maybe, the wildest dreams, this case of Mefateh is the equivalent of Krux Susi. The Tosfos says, a little Tosfos on the Testament base, Krux, Krush Iran Shlivi Potter. Afagav de lo Omra Abanas Liftor. Tosfos Bava the Kasha. What's Tosfos Kasha? How could the Gemara even dream in its wildest dreams that Mefateh is like Krux Susi Vi Potter? What magic word didn't you say? You didn't say the word. He bought there. Even if you want to say it's like by agreeing, but she's agreeing to be mizana with him, it's as if she said kruxusi. It's not be bought there. She did not say to him boalai be bought there. So Tais says, what happened to the word be bought there? So Tais is lost trying to find the word he bought there. Tais says, Ikal meimar de machmas hanoz beila mochol gamre. What does Tais say? But what is Taisa say? That it's as if she said it. She didn't say the magic word he put there. It's close enough. It's good enough. You could breathe a sigh of relief. Taisa told us it's as if she said we put there. No, it was a 3-line Taisa. 4-line Taisa. Who's going to ask me a question? Taisa was shepherding. You need we put there. Gavalt Keshrigin. Without he put there, you're up the creek. I told you to say it's ki'ilu there was hipoter. No, you need hipoter here. What is this the equivalent of? He's a shomer. What's a shomer? He's a shomer here. This is like asaliyade what? B'teres kriya, b'teres mazik. This is the case that Tosfos and the Ktzai said doesn't need hipoter. According to Bein Lefi Tais and Bein Lefi Aktais, Krux Susi doesn't need to be put there unless you're a Shomer. Either because there's absolute mechila with the words Krux Susi itself, or according to the Aktais, it's the Mazik Brishus. But unless you're a Shomer, there's no need to say be put there. That was Tais the Sheet, that was the Aktais Sheet, that was the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. So what's Tais is happening as a China Kir? Lamatas and Bezim Subis. It's such a little Tosfos you could have forgotten it. Tosfos says, "Oh, you gavalt kishrig. What happened to be put there? So I should ask a Tosfos gavalt kishrig. What need to be put there for? Me gidlcha you need to be put there. What's the answer? By saying there's no other way to read this Tosfos except through the eyes of who? Balamor. This Tosfos tucked away in Lamed Tesvim Beizim Subis was assuming like the Balamor that you always need to be put there whenever you're a mazik. So he's a mazik. He's mefatar. He's being mefatar. He's being mitzarer. He's a mazik." When you're a mazik, you have to have ipot there. There's nothing else going to get you out. To get you out of a chiv shmira, that you don't need ipot. To get you out of a chiv mazik, you need ipot there. So who would have ever thought in a million years that this Tosfos, we left the Balamor, we said the Balamor, it's own sheet, there's a different way of reading the Gemara. It's a Tosfos and Ksuba, Slava Testament base. So we had to learn the whole sugya. We had to understand the Tosfos and Baba Kam. We had to understand the Ktsais. We had to understand, because we couldn't read that Tosfos and Ktsais without talking about it, because we had so many things we wanted to be ma'orer about. The Hanoah, the Ktsais, the Shittosom, and the Tosfos and Rabban, the Shittosom. Everything was a Gevaldik. But then, that was all the introduction to get us to the punchline of the Balamor, because it's only through the Balamor that we can understand this Tosfos properly. So next time, when you read this Tosfos in Lamech Tesla Mabez, you got to say, hey, this Tosfos, it's not true. According to what you yourself say in Baba Kam, it's not true. So the answer is you're right. It's not true. It's a machlokes taizim. The taizim ksubas and taizim b'vakam are not on the same page. They're not on the same sech. They're not on the same page. They're not looking at the sugya through the same set of eyes. This taizim is looking at the sugya through the eyes of the Balamor. Again, we're not going to spend too much time on this. We've already spent 2 days on it, because at the end of the day, it falls by the wayside. At the end of the day, this whole ksusi mashal is not a good mashal, because she's not the bottom to be mashal. But we're not going to say goodbye to the mashal yet.
What was the reason why Tosfos and b'vakam said that? By a shomer, you don't need to say hipoter. It wasn't a din prati in shomrim. And what was the reason why? What was the reason why you said that?
Why again? According to Tosfos, you have to say hipoter by shomrim.
Why?
Because you've been a shomer already for the last 20 years.
That's not a real.
But it's not a din, right? So they have. So what was bothering Tosfos here?
When we're talking about like something on her goof, as opposed to like in general when on the object.
So you would ask that. You would ask that as a kasha.
It's
I mean, you could say like an efshir, that's a kasha.
saying it's like an umdun over a din. That way it makes sense. Like, as a
shomer. I don't know. Not sure. So, Rabbi Sari, is there anything else that left in this sugya from this moshel, the whole moshel? We're getting real excited, but we spent 2 days talking about the moshel that fails. Is there anything else left in this moshel? So one thing is absolutely clear for the Gemara, that we rejected the Mashal on one reason alone. Why do we reject the Mashal? Because the facts aren't right. She's not the Bailam, that either she's not the Bailam to be Moichel, like Tois, or she's not the Bailam to be Mazik, say Mazik Bishos, like the Tois. She's not the Bailam. She's not called the Shatz. So we have to take a look at a very, very difficult statement of one of the Rishonim and understand that in light of this Gemara. We need a Rambam here. Do we even have a Rambam? There's a Rambam somewhere at the bottom. Two version Rambam. Two volume Rambam, right? The next to Mishnah Berurah. Chelek Aleph. These are the old Rambams. These Rambams I grew up with. Rambams. Formed apart. Before the Franco Rambams existed. We spoke a little bit about this in the past, but Every few sugyas in El Naras, you have to talk about this again. So Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Shenuchas Nar Besula, Perek Beis Loch Yid Gimel. Amrlo, she says to him, he didn't tell her between the girl and the man and the woman, Amrlo Anastasi, she claims you're ma'anis me. V'omrlo Kelepitisi, he says, listen, I'm not a tzaddik, but you're not a tzaddikas either. He said, you conceded. You consented. So what's the din? So she's claiming what? Let's go to the cheshbon. She's claiming she wants the 50 shkalim, and he's admitting he owes the 50 shkalim. She's claiming she wants boishes. He's admitting he's going to pay a boishes. She's claiming she wants nezek. He's admitting he's going to pay a nezek. What else is she claiming? She's claiming tzar. What's he saying? No, not a chance. Zok the Rambam, going back to Bamitzia days, there is a Nishba Shvua Satayra. What you with this Bamitzia? Nishba Shvua Satayra al Dmei Atzar. Why is that? When Mishalim Bosh to Pagam. Sharei Haidim Mimitzah Tayinak, Bosh is Mabakar. It's Maidim Mimitzah. Classic Maidim Mimitzah. That's like I say you owe me 100, you say you owe me 50. Maidim Mimitzah Satayra. Asher Yoiman. Let's hear it, guys. Come on. Ki who's there? Right? Maidim Mimitzah Satayra. Those who come for Sanhedrin, hopefully next year, one of the first sugyas. A bays in the Masechta Sanhedrin. How does Kihuzeh affect the Din Mamre Bishloisha? So the Ravid has a big time against this one. Ravid says, "Kosev Ravid Zal Ein Kan Shvuah." It's like a Torah Sodom. Ein Kan Neder, Ein Kan Shvuah. There's no Shvuah there, says the Ravid. The Fisha Ein Kan Tiveya Shatashlumen Einan Shalom. Says the Ravid, the Rambam's description of the case. She says, "I want this amount," and he says, "You're entitled to that amount." I mean, she says, "Who is she? What's she doing in Beis Din? She shouldn't even be here." Who's supposed to be in Beis Din? The father's the Teveya. She's Nishkin Teveya. She wants to bring him along. He wants to bring her along, but she's not the Teveya. Hatashlumi in Shalom. Ukba manal avi biyadech. Who? It's like if I say to you, you owe my father money. Who am I? I'm not the Baal Dover. I'm not the Teveya. What kind of shvus do you mean? That's not a shame I'm accused. So Ella, what are you going to say? Vimton aviha. So you're going to tell me that the Lashon Rambam was lachdaf? It doesn't mean that she's tavas. It means basically the father's taveya. So now the father and the boy are fighting it out whether it was an anusa or mafuta. So Rav said that's very odd. Efshar sheyeze hadin. He says maybe that would be the din. When we see that the father claims you were ma'anis my daughter, and the boy responds as mafataha. Uvidrisha echteda, she is the oinus. How is the father going to know? What was meant? How is he going to know what happened? Right? So, if the case is that the girl was claiming anasta osi, taina. So, saying, I know you broke my window. I know you lent out a dollars. I know you were honest with me. So, then we have a potential might have mixed here. But if it's the father who's being taina, the rabbi says, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But basically, the rabbi says the Rambam is not correct with Manav Shach. Who is the Tavei here in the end? If the girl is being Tavei, she's not a Baal Dov to be Tavei B'chol. If it's the father being Tavei, how in the world is he going to be Tavei? He doesn't know what the facts are. So therefore, the Rambam's case is a non-existent case. That's the Ravid's tying against the Rambam. Who remembers? What's the defense for the Rambam? What's Kesav Mishna saying? We spoke about this in the vest. The Kesav Mishna says, the stomach of the Rambam held that the chiyuv to pay the father is not a direct line from Ma'anes to father. The real chiv is to pay her. She's the one who never who was Nansa. There's a din of shvach nun levi. There's a din of nasal via naira that the money goes to her and then eventually ends up in the father's pocket. But in terms of who's the baal dover, it's girl versus boy. It's not father versus ma'anis. It's her against him. She has the name. She has the name on the case, and therefore she can in fact be create the taina and to create the whole mechanism to make this yishava shvudir aisa. That's the Kazmisha solution to the Ravid's tie against the Rambam. The way we have the Ravid printed by us, the kash of the Ravid was that it's the wrong person being Teveya. That was the Ravid's tie to that. What do you mean she's being Teveya? So she's being Teveya. So there was another version, another gears of the Ravid. The other gears of the Ravid is quoted by the Kesef Mishnah. Omatzasi kosev od bedusach achev asogis. There's apparently another version of the Ravid floating around. The Zelashonai. Omevram, and the oimezek the ravid she tzar la atzba. She gets the tzar. Literally, the money of tzar goes to her pocket, to her account, not his account. The tzar the guflo zochler chamada. There's no more that he gets the tzar. Hilchach inkad meidu miktzas. Why? The hanach gibul dvarim the avian yenu. The three things that he's agreeing to pay the father. The one thing they're fighting out is the tzar, which is not going to the father anyway. Masha hoda levia hoda, or masha kofar lo kofar. So according to this version of the Ravid wasn't shepherding on the Rambam that she's the wrong person. No. The Ravid was shepherding on the Rambam that the money is going to different places. That's not what the Ravid means. I say you owe me $100 and you say I don't owe you $50. That's what it makes. If I say you owe me $50 and you owe the other person $100, the different toveyas over here, that was what was bothering them. The Ravid in one fell swoop said something which is rather remarkable. What did the Ravid tell us? That tzar goes to who? To her, really? Tzar goes to her. Ram Lishitasu. Hekish is against the Gemara. The Gemara Lamatesim Avei state the favorish. The whole reason why the Gemara knocked out the whole Moshel, the whole dimion to Kruxusi, was because, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what are you joking about? Shali, the Avuninu. That was exactly what the Gemara said the Okipta was wrong. So what the rabbis bring the Okipta back to Chis and Mesiv? It's not true. Mamish, not true. That's what the other, after the Mesiv kept, because the Mishnah, the Eskan, the Rabbi, what's he talking about? That gives the Rabbi doesn't make any sense. Mamish, not true, the facts are wrong.
According to that, what's actually happening in the... There are two Vilvin
Toveyas
here in the Rambam,
in
your
case? Well, according to the Ravid Kash and the Rambam, is that there are really two different Toveyas here. So he's being Toveya the Knas and the Bosh and the Pagam. She's being Toveya the Tsar. He's being Mode to the father. He's being Koifa to the girl. That's not what it means. It's the two different Toveyas.
They're both based in
theory, yeah. So what's Pshat and the Ravid? Mamash against the Gemara. Guys have a good one? Guys have a... Final one? No one has finals. No one's doing anything. Okay. You have final?
Yeah.
What is it?
Shia.
Yeah. Shia, not that. Okay. So comes Rav Shach, Sefer Avi Ezri, and he says, let's forget the Ramadu Ravid for a second. Forget Mara for a second. Let's ask ourselves, what do you think the Halacha is he has to pay tzar. You understand, the guy's ma'anis, the girl has to pay tzar. You understand that he's matzara. Whatever the tzar was, let's say the final maskan of the Gemara, it's a tzar piece of reliance. He has to pay tzar. He's going to pay $10 tzar. Fine. Who do you think that money should go to? What's the starting point where that money should go to? Obviously, the person who suffered the tzar. For that matter, who should get the boishas also? Her. Who should get the nezek? Her. She should get everything. Whose kasha was that? Who asked that kasha? Hey, let her get everything. That was a Gemara's kasha, remember? Way, way back, the Gemara asked that kasha. Ve'imaladida, let true v'nosan v'yanara is going on the kanas. How do you? What about everything else? Right? What, like v'heichateisa, why does he get the b'ish to pagam? What did the Gemara say? Why does he get the b'ish to pagam? For one reason alone. It's what? It's what? It's b'yadai l'masra l'manuvra mukashchen. He's the Bailam on the Baish to Pagam. Haraya, he gives him the Baishar. In one second, I'll hand it over to Manuva Mukushchin. She'll go down in value. She'll be Mispayeshas. You see biyada, it's biyada, therefore he's the ba'alim on all the other tashlumin. That's the only reason why. But Zakta Shach, the starting point of the sugya was, as we thought, there's taka no reason. There's no intrinsic reason why he should get to anything else. The starting point is, she suffered the Baisha, she suffered the Tzar, she goes down and out, she should get everything. Except, we're stuck with this quirk of hold the other Lemoisra. Ask of Shach the following question. Is it the other with Tzara? Does he have the ability to, in effect, force her to suffer Tzar? Now, let's see if we can isolate that question. What Tzar are we talking about? We're talking about Tzar of Pesach Regalayim. That's the only Tzar we're talking about. There is no other Tzar on the page here. The Tzar of Hashos Basulim that the Rina Rashi took care of 2 days ago. There is no other Tzar. That amount of money, that monetary $5, $10, whatever the number, dollar value, and that Tzar, Pesach Regalayim, which is the Tzar of Aynes, is it biyadai to force her to experience that Tzar or not? That's a very, very tricky question. L'chora, the answer is yes, because it's biyadai what? To marry her off, right? To marry her off, she's going to get married, so he's in effect forcing her into that Tzar. Is that true? Says Rav Shach, it depends. You know what it depends on? A simple Metzias question. Does a girl always experience that kind of a Tzar? And what's the answer? That was exactly the Machloikas between who and who? Between the Havamina of the Gemara and the Maskaras of the Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara thought that this Tzar is universal. Every time there's a Maisabiyah, the woman experiences this Tzar, whether she's Nensa, she's Mefuta, whether she conceives it, whatever it is, a woman will always have that very, very small amount of Tzar, and it's a real number, there's a real dollar value on that. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ihachiwa, Mefatanami, that was the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara was only able to come up with this wild idea, which is wrong, which is ultimately rejected, with what? What did the Gemara think? Oh, she must be Mochelis. It's like Kruxusi. The Gemara dug up Kruxusi, sent us off for 2 days learning Kruxusi sugyas. At that stage of the Gemara thought that this Tzar exists. It exists for an Anusa, it exists for a Mefuta, it exists for every single girl under the sun. There's a certain degree of Tzar that can't be avoided, and it has a potential dollar value on it. And the only way to explain away why Mefata doesn't get Tzar is because Mestamashi was Mochelis. That was the Gemara was thinking all along, all right, at this stage. If that fact, and that piece of information is true, that every bia will always carry with it a tzar, which is worth something in Mamanis, that it's biyada, what? To be the tzar. Because lifted the gzeres hakalos was beaten asati, has the ability to do what? He can marry her off, so mainly the Torah is giving him that rishus in effect to be the tzar. The Torah is giving him that bialas and that tzar, that couple of pennies of tzar, because there's no way to avoid it. It's going to happen anyway. So the same way the Torah is giving him bialos and her boishes and her pagam, the Torah is giving him bialos and her tzar as well. And that, again, he can't break her up, he can't beat her up. But that degree of the tiny, minute part of tzar, piece of reglayim, the Torah is giving him bialos on. So that's what the Gemara asked. Hey, wait a second. If you think that such a tzar exists all the time, thus licked the Gzeresa, that's all part of the Gzeresa custom of marrying off his little daughter, he has the right to do that, he can be mitzarar. So then you can't say with a straight face she's the Baalim of that Tsar. Then what? If you really hold such a Tsar always exists, like you do hold at this point, that it must be that he's the Baalim of the Tsar, because it's be other than the Tsar. But then the Gemara makes it about face. What's the Gemara's about face? The Gemara says, oh, just kidding, that Tsar doesn't really exist. As all the Bekios told them, right? All the wives of the Amorim said, it's not true, the women don't have this Tsar. The Tsar is garnished, it's nothing, it's a minuscule amount, it's not even tangible, it's not even financially feasible. There's no price tag on this Tzar. It doesn't exist. But once the Gemara realizes, hey, wait a second, this Tzar doesn't exist altogether, that's why Takma Fata doesn't have it. So whose bialos just disappeared into thin air? Once you say that this Tzar is not an absolute necessity, who just lost their ownership, their grip on this Tzar? The father's not the other to the Tzar, huh? If she decides to go willingly with her husband, she won't have the Tzar. If she decides not to go willingly, then she'll have the Tzar. That's not, he doesn't have violence. It's not like Boishas where, no matter what, he can be revived, he can do whatever he wants. He cannot be Mitzara. She determines whether there's Tzar or not. So comes Rav Shach and says, that's why the Ravid is talking to Maskana Sadevarim. The Ravid said, I don't care what the Gemara said, Shalaviya Havi. Big deal, Shalaviya Havi. Shalaviya Havi, that was the one lone line in the Gemara before the Gemara realized that the reality was that there's no Tzar altogether. And the only Tzar that exists is only because she's not cooperating. That's where the Tzar, that's not that kind of tzar doesn't belong to the father. That's where the Ravid, according to this nusach in the Ravid, was able to say what he said. Didn't bother the Gemara, didn't phase the Ravid. No pun intended. Good one. Okay.
But
can you
have a meaning of the Gemara of saying if there was forget of case in the father or in a regular marriage, can the father? Oh, I mean, there's always tzar. Can somebody think? The guy to
Bezin
and say,
hey,
it's
up. I mean, the half a minute,
I don't know.
It's only half a minute, not spend too much time.
Isn't it the
Ravid
has told
there's
no
hekish? Oh, hold on. So the Ravid is learning that ultimately the mokor that the father gets in the first place is really based on the svara, right? Now then you have to pilp, once you have the svara, do you say hekish or not? But according to the Ravid, it's all built on the svara. So there's such a gevaldik of pshat in the Ravid. Who's the Marplukt of the Ravid? Who holds, obviously, that the father gets tzar all the time? Who holds that? The Rambam. Not everybody. Before you read this Ravid, no one in the Linnaeus thought that the father gets tzar. Ushach taina gataina. Why does it get tzar? And the Gemara said that the whole reason for getting these tashlumins is because biyado, right? So then once that biyado unravels, why does the father get it? Shach says, no, Mustafa the Rambam and everybody else must have held that those svaras of it's biyadu, those are ways for us to determine what's included in the pasuk v'nasan l'vianara. The Torah says v'nasan l'vianara. So the pshuta shemikra means v'nasan l'vianara means just give the knas to the father and finish. So the Gemara said, oh, talk of maybe everything else in l'dido. Maybe the bush, the begam, everything goes to her. So kamash, no, it's not true. Once with Kamash Malon that the father gets not just the Kanas itself, the father gets the whole picture, so then top of the father gets everything. Whether it's Biyadu Latzar or not Biyadu Latzar, doesn't matter. Once the Torah concludes V'nasan L'vianaro by saying that the father, it's Nichlal in the Tashlumin of the Kanas, is everything, it's all the small print, it's all fine print of the Tashlumin Kanas, and it all goes together with the Kanas. I mean, you need the Hekish for this. The Tsar and the Abish, the Begam, the Pasuk of Vinos Levianar is Chal on that as well, even though the original Svar that got us there may not actually exist. So when all the dust settles, this line, this Shakmatar in the Gemara, that Rav Nachman had this theory, this idea, that we're comparing the Sugya of Mefata, the lack of paying Tsar to the Mefata, is somehow linked, somehow connected to this idea of Kruxusi. So that was a very, very startling statement. At the end of the day, the Gemara rejected it, but we have to still understand it. So we had to learn a lot about the Sugyas of Kruxusi to understand where we're coming from. We had to we made a realization about this Tosis in light of the Tosis in the Balamor. And then we had this whole Ram and Ravid, this whole Nusach Achah, this whole new Gerus in the Ravid that seems to contradict this Gemara. Rav Shach's razzle-dazzle mahalach to try to defend what's not necessarily against the Gemara. And again, this is all because the Gemara is working around the Tzar of Tzar Pesach Reglayim, the real Tzar, what we thought was the Emes Tzar, the Tzar Shiros Besulim, so that they're ready to care of 2 days ago, and the Rashi ready to care of 2 days ago. So you have a couple of things that are floating around in terms of just determining what exactly the Tzar is, just how serious the Gemara was in that Dimyan to correct Susi, what are the parameters of correct Susi, and some of the things we can extrapolate from that suggested comparison to correct Susi. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, so what's our schedule? So
maybe we'll gather around.